Okay, besides, let's learn. Samach Vav Chabad. Now, all of you are familiar with one of the great principles of all of Yiddishkeit, which is, goes back all the way to Avraham Avinu, to the Sefer Yetzirah of Olam Shana Nefesh, right? Olam Ayin Shinun, Olam Shana Nefesh, that everything exists in three dimensions. Olam is physical space, Malkam, Olam, this world, the world, and everything exists also in Shana, in time. There's a corresponding reality in time. And a nefesh in the soul. We're learning about the Midah of Yesod. This is what we've been doing this entire year, the Midah of Yesod. And we're learning that when it comes to this Midah of Yesod, the final frontier of how it is most experienced as a crisis in life is when it comes to Pagam HaBris. But there are many, many, many levels of Yesod until it comes to that place of Kedushas HaBris. And what we're learning now in this Maimer is that the Midah of Yesod is a certain way of life when it comes to these three domains of our existence. Olam, Shana, and Nefesh. Last week we were talking about time. 2 weeks ago we were talking about time, Shana. Now we're going to talk a little bit about Malkam. So look inside. What place does place have in the Midah of Yesod? Malkam. Od inin shomilim od midas hiskashvus. So Yesod means hiskashvus. That's what we've been talking about. Pagam HaBris is always that there's a problem with his kashrus, in that loneliness or a feeling of absence of his kashrus, or an unhealthy kesher brings to this problem of Sheikh Zerul Vatal. That's where it comes from. A need for a relationship, the absence of a relationship, the wrong kind of relationship. That's Pagam HaBris. So, what about Malkam? About place. Olam. Oy dinin shomil mal mit des kashus un in amok. Bedove shob kedusha is in shok kvias makam kodem asias hadava. In the world of kedusha, there's something called a makam kavua. Kvias makam. Now we're familiar with that with shul and yeshiva. A person has a house, he's not, God forbid, homeless. We overlook the significance of makam in our lives, of having a place. People who have gone through times in life where they didn't have a place know how important a place is. We take that for granted. To be able to have a place to go to have a home, to be able to have a shul, to have a place in life, and to be makusha to the place is the Midah of Yesod. Having a home, having a place. All that we're going to be talking about 3 weeks, 9 days, and Tisha B'Av is uprootedness. Look at the kinas. 90% of the kinas on Tisha B'Av is about nachlaseinu, nevchalazam, my home, my place is now occupied by strangers. I don't have a place. I don't have a place. My father, Lashem, used to tell me that with everything they went through during the Milchama, the inyan of not having food and not having a place is the top of the list. Not having food and not having a place. You don't have any place in the world. No place. A makam, the Midah of Yesod. Now, there are people who have homes, who have a home, very nice home, but they don't have a makam. There are people who are enrolled in a yeshiva and who pay membership to shuls, but they don't have a makam. That's a terrible pagam in the Midah of Yesod. And that leads to other stuff. So he explains, Kein matzina bebris mila, shetzarech lekvav makam lekisei shel Eliyahu. It's a remarkable thing on many levels. We're not going to go into this now. It's not really a discussion for now. But the Kedusha Sabris, the beginning of that world of Bris Mila for the kid, begins with the Malach HaBris. That Eliyahu Navi called Zach Kisir Leila Zachalatav. Ram Kadam Rabbi Zach Kisir Leila Navi Zachalatav. So, why is it so important? We're not going to the whole story of Eliyahu Navi, and that's the Malach HaBris, that's a lot to do with this whole sugi of Kedushas HaBris Eliyahu Navi. It's not for now. But why is it so important? Why is that so important? You could be in the middle of nowhere. And it could be Chalila that you're on the run and you have to make an emergency Bris Mila and you're not in the shul, you're not any place, and you just got to take something and say, Zayak, he's a shalal, you know, it's a halatai. Just have to grab a tree stump and say, Zayak, he's a shalal, you know, it's a halatai. The child begins Kedushas HaBris with what? A kviyas makam? A makam. Zayak, he's a shalal, you know, it's a halatai. And also, then, by the Sandak, when the baby's taken from the Kisa Shalio and then placed on the Sandik's lap, that Kfiyas Mokim is the initiation rite. Again, it's very important to talk about Eliyahu Navi, I just don't want to go into that right now. But that's the initiation into Kedushas Yisrael, and the baby, as much as the baby's like annoyed about with everything that's going on, but if the baby could talk, the baby would be by Kisa Shalio, the baby would say, this is a machai. Of course, when he sees the chalav, you know, he sees the knife, he's everything okay? but being in a place, having a makam, Zakhisa shall know Zachal Atayv, Be'ikum etzina kem betfil. So that's how the baby begins his life in Kedushas HaBris, with a makam. The makam with Eliyahu Navi is Zachal Atayv, which is really a makam of Nitzchis. We understand, Eliyahu Navi never died. It's a makam of Nitzchis. It's a very big Indian why he begins with Eliyahu Navi. But it's not only, that's the beginning. But then the ikka place where you find kviyas makam is by davening. Kamuva b'chazal hakaveya makam l'tfilosai elokei Avram be'ezrai. It's an absolutely extraordinary statement from Chazal in the Gemara of the Brachos. It's an amazing thing. Hakaveya makam, I've spoken about this many times over the years. Hakaveya makam l'tfilosai, a person who is kaveya makam for his davening. Elokei Avraham be'ezrai. Now, the significance of why doesn't it just say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is le'ezra, Hashem will help him. Why is Elokei Avraham? Essentially, the Gemara learns from a pasuk that Avraham Avinu came back to the place Asher Amad Sham, right? He came Asher Amad Sham by stone. Asher Amad Sham. So from there we learn that Avraham Avinu had a place, but that's not. It's not just a pasuk. Avraham Avinu, of course, is the sherish of our bris. It's the bris alach nisa be bris shel Avraham Avinu. A kviyas makam means a chabah plants, a chabah makam. I have a makam in life. I have a kviyas in this world. Our kviyas as Jews comes from Avraham Avinu. That's our kviyas. That's what it means, magen Avraham. Our kviyas is Avraham Avinu. Our place in the world is Avraham Avinu. He established for us a place in the world. Eretz Yisrael, Kedushas HaBris, it's Avraham Avinu. So the Gemara says that if you have a makam kavua for your davening, then Elokei Avraham be'ezrai, then the Rebbeinu Shlom, they're not just Hashem's God, the God of Avraham, come, will help you. U'mishum sh'aydei kviyas makam ha'odim eskashvel ha'makam. It's clear that the Rebbeinu Shlom wants a person to have a kviyas makam from the beginning, that Hashem wants each one of us to have a kviyas makam. The makam of a woman is her house. That's the essential makam of a woman. That's itself a very deep inyan. That's not our conversation right now. But the makam of a man is shul, not the exclusion of his house. But the ikkar makam of a man is his bais hamidrash, his shul. It's a kviyas makam, or the miskasha el hamakam. That even I told many people that even during the time when we couldn't daven in the shul, I remember when that was a long time ago, but even that time, that terrible time when we couldn't daven in shul, I told many people, make sure that where you're davening in the house, to daven there in the same place every time. Don't go around the house to different places. Have a makom in the house. Everybody has to be kaveya makom in the house. Ad kedei kach that I saw a letter from the Pnei Menachem Schus Yelena that he received from his father, from the Miramis, goes all the way back to earlier tzaddikim, that if you have to daven at home and you have a makom in your house that you set aside for davening, and you daven in that place, that's where you have to be. You daven in that place. It's ke'ein, being in shul with a minyan. Masha. Masha. There's something of it. Ke'ein. So even if you have to daven at home, it should be the kriyas makom. If you have a place where you learn in the house, you should try that it should be that place, not to, if it's possible, not everybody can do that. But if you have a place where you could set aside for learning, for tehillim, for davening, whatever, that's a makom. Of course, in shul, to be kaveh a makom. So it's not what we're learning is that it's not a coincidence that davke at the same time that there's an unbelievable upheaval when it comes to pegam habris, that when it comes to this inyan of kviyas makom, that it was always taken for granted by Jews that you had a shul, that you davened in that shul, you went to shul every day, and that was your place. And the davke now is shtibla, dragging around everybody going all over the place. It's the same problem. It's pegam habris. It's the same thing. It's the same shurj as pegam habris in makom. With the nefesh, which is the last part of this maimer, we're going to be talking about kedushas habris, bismillah. That's how it comes out in on the body, in our soul, in our lives. But in makom, it's being homeless. It's being without a home. It's being a person that's uprooted. A person should have a makom, that this is my makom where I pour my heart out to Hashem. This is my makom where I daven. And then the Baruch Shalom writes down, Elokei Avram writes down, Ze mekoymoy shel chay moyshe b'morcha ha'yosef. Ze mekoymoy. Ze mekoymoy. How much that? That's your place. Ze makom shelchem. We should also be zoicha to have that in Yerushalayim soon, mitzvah. Hashabu shoyfech nashal lefnei Hashem. Bohu zoicha lahargish kirvas alakim, and has a huge impact upon how you're able to feel kirvas alakim in that place more than any other place. Hashem etfila. So v'nafsho ne'nes m'roymios atfila. In that place, you're dovek to Hashem. That's where you daven. In that place, you feel a connection. You feel you enjoy the roymios of davening. Dovek poshut hu shebemokim zeh. There's no question that in that place in shul, nishar roshem shebekedusha hashayachesto. There's a certain roshem of kedusha. There's a certain imprint of kedusha. That Shayach is a love that has your name on it. There's a Roshim of Kedusha that has your name on it. There's no question. And there's a problem in halach. Of course, you all know that not to go into the Dalat Amas of a person who's davening Shem Nesrei, into the Dalat Amas. Shum ibnei shahamokim is kadosh, the tefillas odom shemashal of Kedusha. It says if every person has, when a person is davening, each person has his Dalat Amas, that's like his energy field that surrounds him. That's your Dalat Amas. Dalat Amas means the reshus of a person, right? So you have your makom, of course, that doesn't mean it can sometimes gets crowded, but your makom, so to speak, is that Dalat Amas. I'm not going to the halachas now about what does it mean to trespass on somebody else's Dalat Amas. That's not for now. But it means that this is your place. Dalat Amas is a makom. It's a makom. It's your place. V'nechshav kezilzul v'ha'ozel ha'shevas ha'makom kodesh. So if a guy's davening Shem Nesrei, and you go and you sit down right in front of him, in his place, it's a zilzul. This is a holy place. It's this person's Dalat Amas. And that's even if he's davening at home, or he's davening outside, and someone just sits down in front of him. No, what are you doing? You're going into his zone, into his place. That's his place. Ken Kosav Ataz B'tam Din. So Taz writes about it. It's an amazing din. It's a zilzul of this mokum of kedusha that this Jew has created by virtue of the fact that he davens here. Now, that doesn't. How does that work? If it's outside or it's stam in a place in the field? Again, these are interesting halachas. It's not for now. But the ikra, of course, of this halacha is where the person davens bekvias, in a regular place where people daven. Kedusha harei yesh la mashicha. And Kedusha has this koch, this mashicha. When you put up your flig, and this is your makam, there's a roshim, there's an imprint in that makam, and that place is waiting for you to come back. It's waiting for you to return. The same way that your house is waiting for you to come back, that makam is waiting for you to return. It's real. The makam of Kedusha, wherever there was once Kedusha, that place is left with a vacuum that is longing for that Kedusha to be reinvigorated and to be expressed through this Jew coming back and davening. So every time you and I walk into the shul, it's almost as if our place is saying, I'm here, and you go back to your seat, and when you go to your seat, that makam that you're in is excited by your presence in that place. It's like a shidduch, a zivuk that takes place between the person and his place. The Churban Beis HaMikdash is the uprooting of all of that, because the place of Am Yisrael is Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim is the Har Bayis, and the Har Bayis Beis HaMikdash, that's the bias of the Jewish people. Every one of us has a makam there, it's our makam. And that is the makam of the Shechina, and the whole Churban, the whole Indian of Tammuz and Av is the uprooting of that makam. And the Tsar HaShechina that's described like a bird that's jumping from one rooftop to another because the nest was taken apart and the bird doesn't know, where do I go? And this is what Kinas is all about. With the whole idea of the Tsar HaShechina and Kivyochel Hashem being the Shechina, being uprooted from its place. And this is why the world can't stand that the Jewish people should have a place. That they can't be sorrowful that we have a place. Everybody else in the world has a place. Every other people in the world have a place. And there's not enough place in the Middle East for the Palestinians, seriously. There's not enough room for the Palestinians over there. And the world doesn't forgive a tiny little piece of the earth for the Jewish people. It's a very deep sugya. Why is it that we can't have a place? Why is it that the world doesn't allow us? The world is going crazy that Jews should have a place. A place. Everybody else can have a place. Everybody else can have a place. Sometimes there are two people who want the same place and they fight about it, but it's nothing like this. It's nothing like this. When there's a question about somebody that didn't pay rent in a neighborhood in Yerushalayim, right? There's a question. And then that whole world is tumbling. In the whole world, and then all of a sudden, bombs and buildings and airbase and reporters and every anti-Semitic congresswoman comes out with the rats from her hole, and they have all kinds of things to say, and the whole world is tumbling over a question of if somebody didn't pay rent, a makom Yerushalayim. A makom Yerushalayim that the world can't forgive the Jews, our own place. Because the stakes are very high. Because if the Jewish people have their place, if it's completely ours, and we're home, exactly how it should be, and the uprooting and the homelessness is finished, that means that the Sitra Achra, the other side, the side of Tumah, is out of business. It's out of business. Yeah. And Davka in that place, our friend Yeshua is here, and Davka in that place of Kedusha by Yosef at Tzadik in Shechem. Why is it Davka by Yosef? Tzadik Yisod Olam. Tzadik Yisod Olam. What do the Arabs have? What do Yishmaelim have at that place? That we have to get Rishus to go to Davin by Yosef at Tzadik. What is it that there's so much sugar with Yosef at Tzadik? Because Yosef at Tzadik means Yeshli Makom. Zeh Makom Shali. Yeshli Makom. And Kedusha Sabris is Yosef at Tzadik. The Ikka Kedusha Sabris comes to the Avim Yitzchak Yaakov, or does Yaakov Yosef, Yosef at Tzadik. And that's why that place of Shechem is the beginning of all Puranis in Eretz Yisrael, because the Ummah Sa'ilim know that when Yosef at Tzadik is the way, when that Mid of Yisod is in place, then the Yishmaelim know, She'ein Lehem Makom. They have no place. Bechlal, they have no place. Arabs are nomads. You know what it means, a nomad? Ein Lehem Makom. See, here they have a huge chunk of the world, the Arabs, a whole big chunk of the world, and they're not happy. Because wherever they are in the world, they're nomads. In London, in Paris, New York, wherever they are, they don't have a place. Not because they don't have real estate. They have tons of real estate. But ain't lehem makom. Because there's no nation, there's no people, it's nothing. They're a bunch of tribes, a bunch of nomads. They don't have a place. They have nothing. So even though they have all this room to live in, and they have plenty of property, plenty of places to live, they're upset about one block by Shimon HaTzadok. This is what they're upset about in Yerushalayim. Or the Har HaBayis, Kilu, that's like the... That's their place of Kedusha. And by Yosef HaTzadok, this is their place of Kedusha. It's all because the Yishmaelim are Shtufei Zima in Pgam HaBriz. The whole Metzias of the Yishmaelim is Pgam HaBriz. The whole Metzias of an Arab is Pgam HaBriz. It's all Pgam HaBriz. That's the whole Metzias of Pgam HaBriz. I spoke a lot about that in the Shiur of Mashiach and Yosef. It's the whole Inyan of Yishmael is Pgam HaBriz. They say that they have Kedusha HaBriz because he had when he was 13. It's Pagam HaBriz, Taivis, Niuf, and Znus, and the place of Yosef HaTzadik to them makes them crazy. They're all together meshugah with Yosef HaTzadik, the Arabs. Because they know that they don't really have a Malkum in Eretz Yisrael. They know they don't have a Malkum in the world at all. Nobody wants them, nobody's interested in them. Amongst themselves, they always drank from one place to another. They don't have anything. A couple of sheiks walking around with shmatas in the capital, and the rest of them are a bunch of poor shlubs that don't know what to do with their lives. They have nothing. They never had a place, never had anything. They're always tribes that don't have a place. And they can't fagin a Yerushalayim, one place in the world, or carrying on. So this is the Kedusha of a Makom. There's a chain of a place, Chazal say, that when you connect deeply to a place, you feel the chain of that place. You feel that there's a relationship that you have with that place. Chain hamokam al yoishva. You feel that chain. It says by Yaakov v'yichan and by Yisrael v'yichan. There's a lashon of chain. Even a place is a lashon of chen, a makom chanaya, vayichen. Vayichen means a place where you stay. A makom is a lashon of chen. So the aces of Noach, of Menuchah, and chen, and vayichan. V'makabel is kashrus l'makom zeh. V'b'chol pam yachzol espal v'ayis l'makom davka. That's why a person should try to have a place. That's his place to daven. And he goes back to that place to daven. V'zeu akaveh mokam l'tvilosu. Onam kol zeh shayach etz l'odam, sheyesh lo midas his kashas. This whole feeling of wanting to return to my place and having a place, that's only with a person who has a strong sense of yesod, of his kashas. Asher etz lo shayach sheyem akusha el mokam asuyim, for this person of Yesod, there's a strong feeling of a kesher with a place. For somebody who is very weak in this midah of Yesod, of his kashrus, yispal chatzit tefillah beis hamedrash echad, he'll go into one beis hamedrash. He likes where they have shtiblach. Where they have, you know, he'll go to the shtiblach where there'll be five or six different rooms. And you walk in, and you go to check out what's going on over there in the rooms, and you hear this place, they're looking for, they're starting, they're going to start in a minute or two. There's another place where they already said Ashrei. Right? And you're looking around to check out the rooms to see what's going on. And the neighborhoods always pride themselves that they have these places of choices and plate all around, davening this, the shach is here, mincha there. So he says, a person without the midah of kashrus will daven half of a davening in one shtibel, shlish beis hamedrash, a third over here. Yoris mishtibel echad l'mishnei, he runs from one shtibel to the other shtibel. Who is spelled with Pesach beis haknesses? Then you have the one who stands in the Pesach of the beis haknesses. He stands at the opening by the door, or by the azara, or in the hallway of the shul, or in the azras noshim of the shul, and so on. Chelik me'atfila, chelik be'prozda. Half of the davening is in the hallway. Half of the davening is outside. He's halfway in. Rochok rochok mi'oid m'lias odim yisodi. This person is rachok rachok from being a person of yisod. Guaranteed. Far from the midah of yisod. And there's so much of that now. There's so much of that. When I was a kid, I didn't really see much of that. I mean, I was in different places. I didn't see so much of that. But now, wow. It's unbelievable what's going on with this. Ve'echi makusha al-makam asuyim be'ez tefilaso. A person who's missing this midah of yisod, or within whom yisod is very weak, he's not makusha. He can't tie himself up to a place. He's got to be in a place with a lot of choices, options. Can't be makusha. And even if he's stuck in a place where this is the shul that he goes to, because there's no other shul, or he likes the guys, or he likes the whatever, he likes the naguna. But it's got to be in a way that's lo kavua. Shabbos, not chol, not Shabbos. During Shabbos, a little here, a little bit there, here, different places, and so on. To move. Bli hiskashes. Well, Adam Sarach Lestalal Binyans, eh? Shemesino Maralosa Bakazal. Shekol HaKaveh Amakam Letfilosa Lekeh Avram HaEzra. There's a special promise that's made. That if you work on this and you mekashi yourself to a place by davening, then you have a special yichus with Avram Avinu. It's a special inyan of Avram Avinu that you're one of Avram Avinu's chassidim. You're part of the Beis Hamedrash of Avram Avinu. Of Eliyahu Hanavi, Zeh Kisa Shel Eliyahu Hanavi Zocheh L'Tov. This is the Beis Hamedrash of Avram Avinu. You become one of the members of that elite group of the Beis Hamedrash of Avraham Avinu. And if this is not your nature, and your nature is to be in all different places, you have to work on it. Wherever that shul is, wherever that place is, you have to work on it. Vachas kama v'kama. And at least, every Shabbos you should have in the same place. Shabbos should be the kriyas. Sometimes during the week, because of where a person works, it's not always possible. Because of how work, you know, with the times and the place, you know, it's not always shy during the week. Some people have to daven because of the zman, and they have to daven where they work. It's not always possible to daven in the same shul every day. But at least Shabbos, the Kol HaPachas, it shouldn't be. You know, when you go, like when you go to the Shtibla HaMincha and Shabbos in Yerushalayim, right? You go in Shabbos Chesed, you go in Katamon, you go by Zichron, you go to the Shtibla, like Mincha, you know, at 1:30. Every single time you go, you see different Jews you never met before. Right? It's just, people wander in. You know, they need a Mincha, they need a Mara. They need a place to daven. Okay, Baruch Hashem, they want to daven. That's good, but the makom is secondary. Thing is, I didn't daven mincha. I have to daven mincha, and let's get this over with as quickly and as painlessly as possible. And here you can get a minion, you know, one after the other. So you walk in, you find a minion. And what's interesting is that neighborhoods pride themselves in having these places, when the truth of the matter is it's a tragedy. And it's a strong word, but I believe it's a tragedy. I've always felt that way. Not that I haven't ever davened myself in a shul. Sometimes, it's like the thing I said, sometimes it comes in handy. Right? If you're running, you don't have, whatever, the times are not working out, and you have to be someplace, and it's nice to know that there is that makom that you could always count on there being a minion. So I'm not saying that they shouldn't be in the world. There's a need for such a thing as well. I'm only talking about people who live that way. I'm not talking about everybody. Everybody needs every now and then to go to daven someplace, to stop at the shtibla It's a good thing. Everybody needs that. But I'm only talking about what? That's how you live. That's how you live. You live in that way. That's really something else. There's nothing wrong with davening in a shtibl. But if you live in shtiblach, that's bad. That's what I mean by tragedy. That's terrible. And there's a lot of that in Yisrael. Because in Yisrael b'chlal, you have Jews that, unless you're part of a yeshiva, or you're part of a chassidus, in Yisrael you don't have many, you don't really have so many kehilas. In like a yeshuv, a moshav, or whatever. But otherwise, in Yisrael, if you're in Yerushalayim, you know, you daven all over, whatever, here you go, there, you don't have necessarily a makom. In Chutz La'aretz, it's strange, but in Chutz La'aretz, more people have a place. That's their place. And it's just so, depending upon the neighborhood, you could go like that from one shtibl to the next. A lot of people have told me that they feel totally uprooted in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, which is our home, they compared to where they said that when I lived in Dallas, when I lived in Chicago, whatever it is, I had my shul, and I was in that shul for 25 years. Ever since I came to Yerushalayim, I don't have a shul for more than 25 minutes. Now, it's not that you can't do that, but it's interesting because in Yerushalayim, even if you go to a place and you go, let's say, you want it, and you go there for two or three times, but you'll see there are always different people coming in and out and coming and going around, let's say. So that's how it is. That's how it is. But to go, you're on davening, to go to the churva. The churva is a tourist site. And then you have the people that they daven all the time, but they like to go to the kaisel. It's also, unless you're part of a certain minyan at the kaisel, there are minyanim that have a kfiz. But if you're like one of those people that like walk around, you know what I'm talking. Like the roving davener at the kaisel. You see those guys? It's the same people when you go there, you see like the guys walking around. I'm not talking about the collectors, that they're working. I'm talking about the, like people that daven, you go there and you're just like mincha, 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 you grab a table. Couple of sedurim you pull out. I'm not talking about somebody who came there to Israel and he just went to the kaisel for to visit. I'm talking about people who live like that. Who live like that without a shul? They're at the kaisel. We can't do better than that. I disagree. I believe it's better to daven in a regular shul someplace and to go to the kaisel. Say till whatever. Stay there all day long. Go. If you want to be part of a certain minyan that they have the regular kviyas, the Pasik and Kabbalah Shabbos, there are certain minyanim that are every day by the kaisel. Wow, okay, that's fine. You have a makom in such a place, Ashrecha. But if you're going to be one of these guys that walks around with a siddur, you know, your towels are blowing in the wind, you know that type, walking around, stop by to wave at your wife, 10 minutes. That's not the intention of the Makom HaMikdash, of that place. L'kol ha'pachas Shabbos yikve Makom l'tevilos. L'kol ha'pachas on Shabbos a person should have kviyas Makom. L'kol sheyikve yoyse Makom kavur l'tevilos. And the more that a person makes a kviyas, a Makom kavur l'tevilos, kach yargish yoyse his kashrus l'nyin zeh. That will strengthen that feeling of his kashrus, linyinza. That will strengthen the feeling of his kashrus. The meat of his kashrus will become stronger in you. The meat of his kashrus. And you see this nisayin now. It's part of what happened with COVID is this huge nisayin in the makom kavur. It's an interesting thing. And there's no question in my mind that it's connected very deeply towards the matzav in Eretz Yisrael. It's connected very deeply to the pagam ha'bris. It's all one sugya. Yosef HaTzadik. It's one sugya. The same sugya. People putting up tents. And people, I'm not saying when they had to. Of course, when they had to, you had to. But now, even now, why is there one tent left? Why are there still people that are not in shul? Who are these people that are not in shul? Not talking about old people or sick people. I don't even know. I see plenty of old people going back to shul. The old people don't seem to have the main problem. I don't think the main problem is by old people. I'm not talking about sick people they should ever afford. I'm not talking about that. Young people are not going back to shul. Why not? Madua. What's called CDC. CDC, right? The official Dr. Fauci said, no makom kavur. I think in the Welt, they're saying, at least in New York, maybe not in India, but
in New York, you can go back to shul, no? Everybody's allowed back to shul? Everybody's welcome back into shul. So what's going on? I think it's the first time in history. It's unprecedented. Comes together with Pagam HaBris. It's a strong thing. Same thing with Pagam. It's all connected to Pagam HaBris. And it's connected to the tzaras that we have in Eretz Yisrael. It's all one sukkah. Why are not people going to shul? So they're going to fool themselves. They're making a mokum kavua in someone's house. Why is it that in this generation, never happened before, that people are davening in houses Friday night on their block, not going to shul? What is that? When there was never in the history of Am Yisrael such an inyan, except by Shiva, lo aleinu. To daven in a house when you have Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, in a shul, the Shechina has a mokum kavua. And you're going to meet the Shechina in her place. Why would you daven in your friend's house? Why would you daven in some guy's basement? It's a lack of his kashrus. It's this emptiness. It's this homelessness. It's this disengagement from people. A loss of kesher, eye contact, kesher nafshi, pnimi, with people, with places, with times. With times. People coming in late and people leaving early, people not having a place. It's all the midah of Yisod. It just it plays out in these three worlds of Olam, physical space, Shana, time, Nefesh. The next thing is Zman. But the Zman. The first thing I said over here when we started, it's going to be 29 years already, Baruch Hashem, I said, a Zman is a Zman. And if I'm not here for some reason, you don't wait 1 second past the Zman. Although I think you can count on your hand that there was the times that I wasn't here in Zman, Baruch Hashem. But if it ever happened, because something I got held up with something, you don't wait 1 second. The Zman is davening at 7 o'clock, Pinklich, 7 o'clock. And you can't say, because I'm a Yekke. I'm not a Yekke, I'm Hungarian, I'm not Yekke. I'm an American, it comes from Hungarians. But I detest a lack of place and time. I can't stand that. It's the hepech of Kedusha. A Zman is a Zman. And if you're supposed to be, if davening starts at 7 o'clock, you like to daven at 9 o'clock, isn't it? Daven at 9 o'clock. It means you come, Shachris is 9 o'clock, you come 5 to 9, you put on your talis and tefillin. And when they start saying the brachas, you're ready in your talis and tefillin. That's what it means to be kavua. In your place, at the right time. Not running in. It happens, I'm not saying that doesn't happen, but bekvius, running in. And like ki'ilu, like, you know, what happened to me? What do you mean? You do that every day, you were running around. You know, they always have that look on their face, like, I don't know, something happened. No, that's your whole life is like that. It was running into shul, you're running into shul, you know. And running in, the whole, it's the same bilbul, it's all one sugya of Kedushas HaBris. A makom is a makom, that's your place. The Zman, the time, is the time. That's the time. You have a Seder to learn? That's the Zman. You have a Seder to daven? You have a Seder with your kid? That's the Zman. Sometimes things can happen, of course, but b'derech klal, you can tell the difference between a person who doesn't have a makom, who doesn't have a Zman, and somebody who has a makom has a Zman, but occasionally the things happen. That's something else. I'm not talking about that. Again, it's only talking about a way of life. A way of life. That is not kavua. It's a pagam in the midah of Yosef HaTzadik. It's a pagam in the kedusha sabris of Avraham Avinu, and the kedusha of Eliyahu Navi, which we didn't talk about yet. What that is? It's all one inyan. It's a pagam, and all of that plays into the sugya of what pagam abris actually is. Ein li makom, ein li zman. It's the same thing. Was that? You have a bocher. There's a bocher that he's a wonderful bocher. He's sitting and learning in yeshiva, and he's fantastic. He's already 18 years old, and he doesn't know what to do. So you tell him, it's okay, what are you worried about? Soon you're going to have a wife. Tomorrow? No. Not tomorrow. Soon. A couple of years, Mirshem, you'll have a wife. Soon. You'll have a wife, and you'll have a home. And you'll have a chalachakot. Odmat, odmat, and you'll have a chal. I can't wait. That means I don't have the time to. I can't wait another 2 years, 3 years. But you can have then. You'll have a home of your own, and it'll be the right time. Not being able to wait to be at the right time and in the right place. So that's why you might marry the wrong girl. Why? It's available. We'll set up shop. Wrong time, wrong place. Wrong time, wrong house. But you can't bear it. So in that time of waiting, you sowed. Become Hebrews. And the meat, and you have another young man who's very strong in the meat of his kashrus, in the meat of Yisod. Achshav, right now in my life, Azman Achshav Litkasher Lalimudim. You understand Hebrew? The time now is to connect to what? My Gemara, my Chaverim, my Rebbeim. Za Azman Achshav. Hamakom Shli Kan. Achshav. Zamakom, Zazman. The person of Yisod of Eskashvas, what's now, Yofadov Ebiito, Zazman, Zamakom. The one who's missing in the meat of Yisod this week, it's always, Ba'ala, Nisirch Lep Makom Acher, Mishu Acher, Bezes, Ani, Itacharti, Natacharti, Odmat, Aniba, Odmat, Iba, it's the Hebech of Kedushas HaYisod. Not to be Makusha. And because of that impatience, you tell them, Rabbi Yishlam, you're 18 years old. And then the parent gives the speech, you know, when I was your age, I was going to work for 12 hours a day and all this stuff, and the kid doesn't, it's not interested. No, he can't sit still. He can't sit still. And then you have this terrible situation where a guy maybe would be able to be Makusha to something else. He's not Makusha to the Gemara. So then, maybe he should be working, you know. So then the other route, get him a job and give him a place in the world where he can be Makusha. The worst thing is when you're forcing a person to be in a situation, you understand? He's not Makusha to this. And he's sitting in the classroom, he has no viskashas. He's sitting there with some medrash, and he's looking at the clock, he's looking at the door. I mean, I'm in this place, I don't want to be here for another minute, and I want to be out of this, I want to be out of the door. So he's looking at the clock, he's looking at the door. You ever see anybody like that in yeshiva? Clock, door, door, clock, door. No. Just looking at the clock, got to get out of here. They're not miskasha to that mitzvah. Now, maybe it could help to try to encourage and to give chizik and to whatever it is to help with the miskasha, because the Torah is gevaldik, if you could stay. But sometimes lo alech. Sometimes lo alech. So what do you do with this person? Get him a job. Go work. Get a place for yourself in the world. What are you dragging around? You're missing half the days. You come to your Seder late. You're not in yeshiva. You want to leave yeshiva. You're doing this. You're going around. At night, nobody knows where you are. Get this guy a place in the world. You can't be without a place. The boy's without a place, Chorban. You have to have a place. And if it's not in yeshiva, it should be in yeshiva as long as possible. If it's not in yeshiva, then someplace else. Someplace else to be with, to be in a place where you're working, you're doing something that's good, but it's your makom every single day. You can't do what you do in yeshiva. You can't do that when you work for somebody. You can't. You can't. You're gonna walk, this kid's going to walk into work an hour late and tell the boss that I had a problem getting up. Huh. You could save this boy's life by getting him a place and a time. Because if you look in the round, you see that a lot of the chevra are falling apart because ein lehem zman ve'ein lehem makom. And a lot of the yeshivas are not, especially when the boys get to be a little bit older, they're not demanding when it comes to time and space. Not demanding. The seder starts at 9 o'clock. Go to the average yeshiva and see what percentage of the chevra are there at 9 o'clock. Just go look. What percentage, the seder starts at 9 o'clock. Go 9 o'clock to the yeshiva and see. Some places it's very strong, some places not at all. Why? Zman, Malkim. No. Those guys that are very strong in this midah, they're in their place on time. But the guys that are not always have a reason why. not Mekushal. That can't continue. There has to be his kashrus, either in the Bisamedrish or with something else that's good. Or else Chalila, they're going to look for other stuff. It has to be his kashrus in a good place, a good place. Okay, we should be Mekushal, the good people, the good things, the good times. We'll continue with Zman next week, Mezrashem.